Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, my co-devil, Dr. Harvey K. And I welcome a brand new guest to the Madison World Headquarters Devil Radio. She is Dr. Jillian Patino. She is a candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. We've had her on the show before, but, you know, sort of in a new lane now. Dr. Patino, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be here.
Well, great to have you. And yeah, we got a new spot, so I'm glad you found it. And you were so generous. You brought cupcakes.
I brought cupcakes. I couldn't resist.
Well, beer or cupcakes, either one, but we'll do cupcakes. Dr. Patino, you were a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state of Wisconsin, and you were one of approximately a dozen candidates. It must have been daunting. It's hard to break through when there's so many, and I would say so many good candidates, but there are so many candidates. Was it a tough decision to withdraw from that race?
Yeah, of course it was. I mean, I entered that race as a second person to declare. First time, you know, non-career politician. So first time candidate. And it was a big deal. I loved it way more than I anticipated. I really enjoyed talking to people and going across the state and learning a lot more about the details and kind of the daily struggles that people face. And of course, I also developed a really strong sense of camaraderie and responsibility for all of their issues and the things that I wanted to fight for. So when it came down to it, there was this realization that so many of the things they were asking for were things that were better advocated from the state level. And I felt, you know, that became clear to me towards the end of the summer and into the fall, but there still seemed to be a path. And eventually I just came to this realization that I needed to pivot and that, I definitely did the right thing because it's getting very, you know, a lot of positive feedback. And I feel really strong in this race. And I think the experience of running for Senate, you know, never was intentional to ever do anything but the Senate race, but it really helped inform me. And I think I can do a better job for Wisconsin because of it. So I'm grateful for the experience. You know, it's never fun to have to redirect and rethink things, but I feel really strong about it. And I wouldn't change a thing. I think it was a good path.
Jillian, that race could be a $100 million race. That's what they're talking about between the primaries and the general. And we're seeing candidates put their personal wealth in, and we're seeing some candidates that just cannot gain traction in the current environment. Was it daunting from that position, the thought of raising millions of dollars, literally millions of dollars, if you've never even been a candidate before? Unless you got the right Rolodex, sister, it's hard to raise that kind of jing.
Exactly. And, you know, even our candidates that are at the top of the list and the top fundraisers are, you know, as you said, relying on their personal wealth to fund a lot of the race. And, you know, this is an inherent problem that we talk a lot about. And I'm all for campaign finance reform. Yes, absolutely. Was it daunting? You know, coming into the race, I thought maybe 3 to 5 million, but that's, you know, that's water under the bridge. Now it's a much bigger number to get there. And it's an unfortunate, you know, probably detrimental negative impact on politics that keeps really excellent candidates out of the race. with that said, we do have some really excellent candidates in the race. And what I would love to do is get in the door and then do some major changing on that, some more public financing of our campaign so that, you know, so everyday citizens can participate in the nomination process without having to write a check for, you know, thousands of dollars.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. She is a candidate for the Wisconsin State Treasurer's Office. She is Dr. Jillian Bettino. And Jillian, I heard you mention, and I've met you prior, and we've talked briefly. Your background's not in politics. So tell people what your background is, if you would, please.
Yeah. So my professional background, my identity background is I'm mom, but my professional background is I'm a radiologist. I specialize in breast cancer detection, so I mainly do mammography and MRI and ultrasound for the detection and management of breast cancer. A lot of my time has been dedicated to global health and public health, in particular serving underserved nations and working as an affiliate with a nonprofit organization and the World Health Organization. And a lot of my, you know, political chops and kind of my understanding of how to team build and create sustainable programming at a low cost comes from that experience. I've also been a small business owner as a physician in Wausau for the first four or five years that I was there, a small business owner as a physician. You know, I've been at the table with those difficult conversations about retirement funding and, you know, making sure that our employees had access to good healthcare plans and, you know, figuring out how to make a business run a very big challenge here and an important part, I think, of doing a good job from the treasurer's office. So that's a little bit about my background. I mean, obviously, there are other like just pieces of me that I have paid enormous student loans as a medical student. And of course, the day that I got my first job, I started saving for my own kids' colleges. So all of those are really hitting home for me. I also have, I'm a guardian of my little brother who's disabled. And I, you know, definitely the needs of the disabled community and the veterans community are foremost in my head, just because they're things that I've dealt with on a lifelong basis.
I don't mean to interrupt, no. But I'm inquisitive. I understand you live in the Wausau area. And for those living or listening, at least outside Wisconsin, Wausau is sort of the, I'm going to call it the gateway to the Northwoods. Wausau is sort of the last big city as you go to northern Wisconsin. Does that geographically, does living in that part of the state give you a differing perspective? I mean, I can look down the road here and see the Wisconsin State Capitol from here. That's a long ways to Wausau.
Yeah, it's a very different Wisconsin up there. It's a whole different feel for it. I was just saying to my daughter in the car that, you know, it's such a heterogeneous state. You feel like you're almost in Chicago when you go to Milwaukee. It's such an enormous city with, you know, eight lanes of traffic. And in Wausau, I have one stoplight between my house and where I work, and it's, you know, a 40-minute drive. So a very different state, you know, much more agricultural. And the challenges, you know, are different and the same. I think, you know, people in general are focused on the price of gas is a big thing right now. I've had patients not be able to come in for follow-up because they can't afford the tank of gas it's going to take for the long trip for rural patients to the hospital. And, you know, schools, those are always the issues, schools and opportunity and excellent funding and safety, public safety. And, you know, a lot of the issues are the same, but there's definitely a difference. And there's certainly a difference in the types of voters. There's a lot of independents out there, and there's a lot of room for discovering that common ground that I think is the future for strength in the Democratic Party in this state.
Jillian Bettino, was Wisconsin your home? Did you grow up in Wisconsin?
So I was born in Ohio, in the Midwest. We moved around a little bit.
You didn't go to Ohio State, did you? Really? Are you a Buckeye? I'll try not to hold it against you.
I went for medical school, but I did my breast fellowship at UW-Madison.
So. Okay, so that's better. So
amends have been made.
Yeah. Yes, that is true. So not a Wisconsinite. What brought you to Wisconsin. How'd you end up in Wausau?
Yeah, so we graduated from med school and then went up to the UP. And we were there for about 4 years. It was really difficult to practice UP medicine. My husband's a urologist, and just subspecialty medicine is challenging. So we thought, okay, we're going to head a little south, and drove through Wausau and saw the ski hill and, you know, drove around some of the schools, had a nice dinner downtown, and just really loved the feel of it. So we've been there for 17 years now. It's our home. I mean, I feel like a transplanted Wisconsinite.
Jillian, when I talk to my neighbors, for many, many years, I never wondered what their politics were. That's not how I led any conversation in life. Maybe at a bar occasionally, but never really just, are you a Dem or Republican? Are people skeptical of Dems and of their neighbors in that part of this state? Do you feel like people are really shy to talk about their politics because they are a little leery of their neighbors?
Well, I mean, there's this Wisconsin nice thing that's very real up there. And I think that we do tend to talk to our neighbors about the good things in life and, you know, or about our personal struggles or, you know, who's wrestling well and what soccer team is winning and, you know, all the community types of events. But one thing I'm discovering is that I think Dems hesitate in these red areas or purple areas to put the signs up. And so once you put up a sign that says, you know, Biden Harris or, you know, Will Harris for judge or, you know, that demonstrates that you're a Dem, then you start finding your connections. And I've been pleasantly surprised, you know, going from spending an awful lot of time in the reading room and working, you know, very long hours to spending more time in the community. We have a strong Democratic community. Up in Wausau, we had a recent push for something called the Community for All, which was a resolution that was proposed to...
That's just 1 minute. We got 1 minute left in the period. Sort of a hockey thing.
That was fun. Okay, so a resolution that was proposed to bring people together. And that, I think, brought a lot of Dems out of the woodwork and connected us all. And we've been really doing well. Yesterday we had some great wins on the school board, so I think it's not as red and purple as we think, more blue, and we're headed that way.
Candidate Jillian Bettino, she is a candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. And Jillian, I haven't even asked you why you're running for State Treasurer, so you can stick around a few more minutes for me?
Awesome.
That'd be great. Come back with us. You're listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We are in the world headquarters. She signed the door, Fancy Brian. I'm having people sign the door here. Jillian Bettino, her name's on the door. She'll be right back. More Devils Advocates.